Hey, 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 it's so good to see you, even though I can't see you. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, and my name is Kelvin, and I'm also known as the Deaf Blind Potter. And today, I'm going to take you on a journey through a man in the Bible named Peter, and see how he persevered through some awesome times and some challenging times. Because let's just face it, Peter, he made some mistakes, but God forgave him, and he moved forward. So you ready to go on this journey with me? Persevering is what can allow you to overcome. But you have to find joy in the pain that you live with. It's not going to be easy. But the reward and the character that you will build in persevering through your challenges will be so rewarding and will give you so much hope. Are you ready to persevere through your challenges? Let's do this. When you think about Peter, you think about a man that was a fisherman and had a brother. He was a disciple, and he was the guy that denied Jesus 3 times. Also the guy that cut off the soldier's ear, and Jesus put it back on. And then he was the guy that led the disciples and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then they all went out to their different ways. He's also the guy that got angry with Apostle Paul, and Apostle Paul and him had a little bit of a falling out. And he's also the guy that had a little bit of doubt, but realized that the word of God was so strong and so important. When we look at Peter, we look at Peter as a man with lots of challenges. I want to take you on a journey that persevering through life requires humility. It requires willing to accept that you made a mistake. Because as individuals, we are not perfect. We will never be perfect. There's nobody on earth but Jesus himself that was ever perfect. So when we try to hold ourselves to a standard of perfection, it becomes a problem because then we end up thinking that we as individuals can do it ourselves. We're going to go over 3 major stories in Peter's life. And I'm going to talk to you about his journey in those times. And we're going to see how you can persevere using his story. The first passage we're going to look at is Matthew 4, 18 through 20.
Walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw 2 brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers for men."
What's interesting about this moment in Peter's life, he'd been doing something for so many years of his life because he was a fisherman. And now he's following Jesus. And shortly right after, he sees the healing of the power of Jesus and how he heals people. And he's getting this whole experience. Is that there's so much excitement during this time for Peter. Because he's super excited. Oh, I'm now a disciple of Jesus. Jesus is healing people. One thing I want you to be aware of is when we get super excited about something, and I'll be the first person to put my hand up really fast, and that excitement is going to start making you think. For example, in the case of Peter, he was always worried about making sure he said the right things. He was also wondering, over time, I want to be one of the number one disciples. And he positioned himself to be that. In a lot of ways, people would say he was one of Jesus' number one disciples. Personally, I don't know if Jesus really had a favorite. I think there were those that had more wisdom and understanding than others. We have to remind ourselves, when we get excited about things, when we're persevering, We need to look at the long haul, because the long haul of persevering is more important than the short-term gain. And because Peter went for the long haul of persevering through his challenges with Jesus as a disciple and following Jesus, he made mistakes. And now we're going to read about his mistake right here. And I want you to take a moment when you hear these words, put yourself in Peter's shoes. Would you have said, yes, I am a disciple of Jesus in these moments after Jesus is being captured? So we're going to look at three different sections of scripture. First one is Matthew 26, 24 and 25.
Jesus said to him, "Most assuredly, I tell you that tonight, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you."
The next passage is Matthew 26, 69 through 75.
Now Peter was sitting outside in the court, and a maid came to him, saying, "You were also with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I don't know what you are talking about." When he had gone out onto the porch, someone else saw him and said to those who were there, "This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again he denied it with an oath, "I don't know the man." After a little while, those who stood by came and said to Peter, "Surely you are also one of them, for your speech makes you known." Again he denied it, "I don't know the man." Immediately the cock crowed. Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." He went out and wept bitterly.
The last passage is John 21, 15 through 19.
So when they had eaten their breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I have affection for you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I have affection for you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you have affection for me?" Peter was grieved because he asked him the third time, "Do you have affection for me?" He said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I have affection for you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I tell you, when you were young, you dressed yourself and walked where you wanted to. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you don't want to go." Now he said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God.
In this part in Peter's life, imagine the grief and the challenges that he had to go through. How often do we stand up for our faith to keep persevering? In this case, with Peter, Jesus already told him that he was going to make the sin. And he committed the sin. And the other crazy part about this, he made an oath to the sin. And just to give you an FYI, when you make an oath, it's like signing a contract back then that you do not know somebody. It only benefited Peter in the moment to know Jesus when it was beneficial. But in the moment when it wasn't beneficial and he could lose his life for it, he denied it. "I don't know him." Part of persevering in our lives is knowing what we believe, having a relationship with Christ. And the third part to this is being willing to be forgiven when you aren't obedient to God himself. Because Jesus said, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" three times. Peter realized what Jesus was doing, and it broke his heart. How often when you hear Jesus' voice, and he's telling you to do something because it's going to help you persevere in your challenge, you say, "I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you." But let's say 3 days later, 4 days later, that same voice is coming to you and saying, I need you to persevere here. Are you saying, I don't know you again? Or are you saying, oh, I love you. I love you. And I love you. Because to persevere in our lives, we have to listen to God's voice, stand strong for Him, so that way when we have to face challenging times in our lives, just like Peter having his Jesus ready to be put on the cross, what are you going to say? Are you going to say, I know you, or I don't know you, Jesus? Because when it comes to push to shove, part of persevering in your life and building the character that has hope in Christ is making sure God's joy is in you. And when the hard times come, that joy is always your match that you can alight, and it lights a fire in you to keep going forward. But you only can do that when you have a relationship and are willing to accept Jesus and not deny Him. So let's go into our next story, Acts 10 and a little bit of 11. And we're not going to read the whole passage because it's a lot. You got to read the whole chapter 10 and a little bit of 11. Basically, this is Peter having his dream, and Cornelius, which was not a Jew, and I need to find somebody to talk to about what I'm seeing and about Jesus. And Peter's having his dream, and there's going to be somebody that's going to come and talk to me about this. And next thing you know, Peter is walking downstairs, and there's somebody at the door knocking, and this is Cornelius' servant saying, hey, can please come, please come. And Peter ends up going, and there they are, having unclean foods and accepting unclean people. I definitely encourage you to go read the whole chapter so you get a really good understanding of what it looks like. But from Peter's perspective, he's been following rules for so long. And this is the challenge. When you are persevering through challenges in your life, you're going to face things that are going to contradict your religion. And I emphasize the word religion, because persevering through your challenges is being adaptable to what the Word says, not changing from what the Word says, but adapting yourself so that you are fitting in the Word. In this case, unclean foods was in the Word, and that was in the Old Testament, saying that you may not eat rockfish or animal that has a hoof, and you can't have pigs, you can't eat bacon, all that stuff. But also, it wasn't even appropriate for him to go to this guy's home, because he wasn't a Jew. He was an unclean individual. As part of persevering through our lives, we have to look through eyes that allow us to be molded in the things that God wants us to do. Doesn't mean that we deviate from what the Word tells us to do. What it means is that we allow God to mold us into what His plan is. Because as individuals trying to just keep moving forward, finding joy in ourselves and persevering and building a character that has hope in Christ, every suffering that you're going to face, every pain that you're going to have to deal with, is going to require change. It's going to require a new thought process. And you have to work through God on this. Meaning you have to open up your Bible, read it, also spend some time with Him, and allow Him to work through you. In this case, you're going to get insight that you've never gotten before. And this is my encouragement to you, is persevere, and you can continue to move forward and be moldable. Doesn't mean you change your foundation, but you be moldable to what God has planned for you. So I want to thank you for being at the Persevering Podcast through the Bible, and I look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks, and I got an exciting one for you, and it's going to be the two blind mice, and I'm going to tell you right now, come and join me on this podcast, because this couple, they got a powerful testimony. Like I always say, go live beyond your challenges. Now you're ready to persevere for your challenges today. Thank you for joining me on the Persevering Podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can email me at kelvin@perseveringpodcast.com. You can also follow me on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Deafblind Potter. If you'd like to buy some merch or some Deafblind Potter pieces, you can go to deafblindpotter.com. Please give us a 5-star rating and subscribe to the Persevering Podcast so you don't miss an episode. That way, you and I can continue living beyond our challenges and persevering through them too.